close to, not necessarily when you went to school, but not a huge adjustment. How does that factor into maybe the ease of this becoming an NBA rookie?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Like, you're not necessarily going completely across the country or Minnesota right. playing college ball in Michigan. Has that helped this at all?
I think so. I'm pretty used to, you know, the cold weather. I'm from Ohio, so I'm used to the snow and things like that. But I feel like I'm in the right situation. You know, if God wanted me in Minnesota, then that's where I was going to end up. And I'm excited.
All right. Well, let's find out if you're staying in Minnesota. Mark Stein's going to join us right now, ESPN.com. We got Trey Burke here on the mic. Mark, what are you hearing?
Yeah, I don't like to be the bearer of surprises, but it sounds like Trey Burke is going to be on the move to the Utah Jazz for the number 14 and 21 pick. That is the latest word we've received.
Wow. We had Polk sitting here, and he was talking to us when Noel got traded, and we said, you just learned it's a business.
Wow. Yeah, it is. I see.
And Mo Williams, an unrestricted free agent, right? So now, all of a sudden, Minnesota to Utah, that kind of changes the
but
direction.
Let me ask you this, though. All of a sudden now, there's a team in the Utah Jazz who really wants you
right.
because they just traded up for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm pretty surprised right now, but I'm definitely excited for
so
wherever I end up.
Did you even work out for them?
No, I didn't. No, I did not.
So you're totally blindsided by this?
I'm totally blindsided, but hey. No, it's a business, so.
This is a radio first. It has to be. I mean, to sit here, hey, welcome in, and, oh, by the way, you're going to be traded, and you're going to hear it first in your headset. But you know what? Utah was looking to move up. They wanted you. They thought maybe they'd get you at 7 with Sacramento, and they desperately needed a point guard. So I think from a basketball standpoint, that has to be part of you that's a little bit happier.
Yeah. Either way, I was going to be happy. You know,
you're the one that actually caused this. You know that.
Don't start blaming me for everything.
No, because you actually said you're not going across country.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, my bad.
But I apologize for interrupting you. Go ahead.
Well, like I said, I'm surprised. So, and I don't know what to think right now, but either where, wherever I end up. You know,
I always ask this question. Are you going to keep the hat as a souvenir even if it's the incorrect team when it's all said and done?
No, I'm not.